I'm Serena Abu Aljood. On Sunday, November 3rd, Israeli forces launched an airstrike that targeted healthcare facilities and workers near Tabnin Hospital in South Lebanon, killing two paramedics and injuring seven, including child patients. This attack marks Israel's third targeting of the Tabnin government hospital. They had also raided the area around the hospital multiple times over the past couple of days. Since October 8, 2023, South Lebanon has been suffering from Israeli aggression on a daily basis. Many people injured from those aggressions seek treatment at the hospital. However, the attacks have forced many medical staff to evacuate from hospitals, limiting southern residents' access to healthcare. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, Israel killed 178 paramedics, wounded 279, and struck 246 medical vehicles since the beginning of its bombardment of Lebanon. Last week, Israel sent out a citywide evacuation order for Lebanon's ancient city of Baalbek. The order displaced tens of thousands of people. A couple of hours later, Israeli airstrikes hit the city and its surroundings, killing 19 people. Baalbek is an ancient Phoenician city where two of the largest Roman temples reside. In 1984, it was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Tourism has been a major asset to the local population, as well as agriculture and traditional crafts. Many of Baalbek's residents have taken refuge near the ruins. However, the Minister of Culture, Mohamed Wissam al-Murtada, disclosed that Israel has threatened to bomb the city's archaeological sites. He has urged all visitors, staff, and residents to evacuate the area. Murtada has also called for UNESCO to intervene, saying that this heritage belongs not just to Lebanon, but all of humanity. During her visit to Montreal on Sunday, the UN Special Rapporteur on Occupied Palestine, Francesca Albanese, called out the Canadian government on their opening of a trade office in Tel Aviv back in June of this year, amidst Israel's intense bombardment of Gaza. She said in a statement that Palestinians are victims of the first live-streamed colonial genocide. Albanese demanded that countries, including Canada, respect international law in regard to the UN Convention for the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. In another visit to Ottawa, she asked the federal government to conduct an examination in order to identify its military, political, economic, and other forms of collaborations with Israel. Albanese also said she plans on visiting other Canadian cities. However, neither Ottawa or Quebec have offered to host her. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Still my weight on the water. everybody. You're listening to Something for the Mood. I'm your host, Zoe, for the next hour. This track is called Counting All the Starfish by Kitty. We're going to listen to another track called A/DC by Soyo On. And then I'll introduce my show to you. Again, everyone. So that track was A/DC featuring Midair Thief by the artist Soyo On. So my show, it's called Something for the Mood. And essentially this is the hour where I just pick whether it be a movie or a character from a show or a movie, a book. I pick a topic for this week or for that week, and I create a playlist that fits the mood of that, in my opinion. So for today, I have chosen the movie Hackers from 95, I believe. And it has young Angelina Jolie. It has Matthew Lillard, Johnny Lee Miller, and that the guy from Succession, I can't remember his name right now. Eugene Belfort. Anyway, it's an objectively bad film. However, it was so influential for the 90s kind of cyberpunk thing that the 90s had going. It came out before The Matrix, so I would say it was even more influential than that. I mean, that's kind of a bold claim, but it was up there. And it was one of those films, I was reading this article, it was one of those films that was indirectly about fashion. And so the stylist was talking about in this interview how this was such a fun film to make because it was literally just about the style and about the aesthetic of the film, and it wasn't actually about the plot or anything. So there was certain aspects that he could kind of sneak by the director style-wise. Anyway, enough about the film. We'll talk more about it later. We're going to go on with the tracks I have chosen. The next up is called Tokyo Story by Miho Hattori. Thanks, y'all. You're listening to CJLO.
Discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM. where all stories meet.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
All right, gang, let's really nail it this time. Here we go.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
We'll tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Only on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal with your hosts, Remy
and Danny.
This is how we do it. Da, 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 da. Hey, I never asked you.
Yeah.
You like guacamole? Oh, run! Oh, God! Run!
Listeners, I'm back. That last track was called Falling Strings by the artist Den Mother. She's a electronic artist based out of New Brunswick, and that's from her album that came out this year, called I Chase the Water. That entire album, front to back, is so enchanting and beautiful. I suggest whoever is listening to this to listen to the entirety of it, because it is spellbinding. Big descriptive word, but yeah, it's really great. And so, to kind of lay out the music you'll be hearing for the next hour, all of it is very experimental, electronic based. I kind of wanted everything to sound very glitchy, hence the movie Hackers and the whole cyberpunk thing we have going. Anyway, I started with the softer songs to kind of, this is what I'm going with, but to kind of emulate his soft transition into the crew that they are by the end of the film. So the main character starts off kind of as a loner, whatever, and then he gets involved in this group of other teen hackers, super hip, super cool. And I wanted the playlist to kind of mirror that. So we start with all the slow tracks, and then it's progressively going to get weirder and kind of more upbeat, more glitchy. So let's continue on. We have another Canadian artist next. I believe she's from Toronto. Her name is Eden Samara from her album Rough Night, and this track is called Growing Into Your New Skin. Enjoy. You're listening to CJLO.
To her face, then into your new skin.
Hello again, everyone. So that last track that you just listened to was called Turn It Off by the band Tongue Dissolver. They're a band out of Melbourne, and my friend actually introduced me to them. But I just, when I first discovered that, or when they first showed me that, this band, I just couldn't stop listening to them. They're so much fun. And that song in particular makes me feel like I'm in a video game. So I thought it perfect for this week's episode. It kind of reminds me of the scene. And for those of you, I guess, who don't know the movie I'm talking about, I'll read you the IMDb description. It says, teenage hackers discover a criminal conspiracy with plans to use a computer virus that will capsize 5 oil tankers. So, like, yeah, that's the gist of it. But they have, like, a bunch of weird B-plots in there. Like, the two main characters are, like, low-key in love, and they have, like, this whole bet going, like, to take each other on dates. And there's, like, 18 other things happening, which makes the movie so difficult to follow. But again, I would argue that this movie is truly just vibes. And that song by Tongue Dissolver reminds me of the scene where they're in that, like, teenage, like, techno club, and they're playing that video game, and it's the first time the two love interests meet, Angelina Jolie and I forget the main guy's name, but they meet and they, like, you know, instantly have that connection. Anyway, that's where they meet, and that's what that song reminds me of. Long-winded description, but yeah. And then the track you heard before that was called Hi-Fi by Robots in Disguise, and before that it was Growing Into Your New Skin by Eden Samara. Next, we're going to have a DJ from Toronto called Chippy Nonstop. And this track is called To Myself. You're listening to CJLO. Thanks, everyone.
If I wanted you, would you come for me? Every night and day I It's KKB, let's go. 走って登って打って飛んでトゥームレイダーになりたいんだ。かっこよくて強くて憧れなんだ、トゥームレイダー。 Windows 98, remember those days。 夢中になって遊んで everyday。 誰にも負けない、諦めない。自分に誓ったあの頃 never face time warp。 I'm 22 years old。 大人の世界に change over。今日で嘘つき駆け引き for money hot to keep up but we're still being deep up。 忘れない、逃げない、絶対あの頃自分突き通せ。あの心、あのハート、 1,2,3 進んでくぜ next level。 Whichever console you play, no matter how many hours a day, I could win at any game with a real boy or a girl or a supercomputer。 It's often said I should get some girly hobbies instead, but that thought fills me withMaking, not eating, bitching, submitting. Onaji iro ni somarazu, jibun no michi o ayumu tte, sabishii shi, tsurai shi.いろんなこと言われるけど、出る釘は打たれるってよく聞くよね、この言葉。それならいっぱい打てばいい。 I did it my way、 この人生。 Whichever console you play, no matter how many hours a day, I could win at any game, whether you're a boy or a girl or a supercomputer. It's often said I should get some girly hobbies instead, but that thought fills me with dreadI'm not into sewing, baking, dressmaking, not eating, bitching, submitting. Whichever console you play, no matter how many hours a day, I could win at any game, whether you're a boy or a girl or a supercomputer. It's often said I should get some girly hobbies instead, but that thought fills me with dread. I'm not into sewing, baking,
Head out to Mondial Montreal, a boutique event bringing the best talent and industry professionals from over 40 countries in the world. From November 19th to 22nd, come out to workshops, conferences, performances, and more. The artists performing include Move, Jose Carrillo, Burnstick, and many more. For more information and to buy tickets, visit mondialmontreal.com.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Everybody, I'm back. So what you just heard was To Myself by Chippy Nonstop. We had Sick Beat by Kiro Kiro Bonito and Pro Love Ad by Sweet Trip. That the last track you just heard before the ad, that was the Pro Love Ad by Sweet Trip. And it's a long song, it's a wild song, and kind of takes you on a roller coaster. However, I wanted to play the entirety of it because it is so cool, and there's so many cool little sounds happening, and it's one of those songs that is more effective through headphones and like when you're listening to it at your leisure. I don't know if this was the best space, however, it's such a sick track, and I wanted to play the whole thing and do it justice. And the Kiro Kiro Bonito track is just so much fun, and they also drop a Tomb Raider reference in it, and I was like, oh my gosh, another Angelina Jolie flick, like we kind of have to put this in the playlist. And then the Chippy Nonstop track, just a bop, really love it. All of these tracks I kind of tried to, because something that fascinates me about the movie Hackers, and which is like why I'm talking about it today, is I love the kind of retrofuturism that the 90s kind of cyberpunk aesthetic has, and like their interpretation, or their, but like, yeah, the 90s interpretation of what today would look like. And it's just such a sick aesthetic. And so I tried to to match that with all of these tracks. I hope everyone's catching on. The next track I'm going to play is called Parachute Clubbing by a band called Lesbians on Ecstasy. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoy. You're listening to CJLO. I'm Zoe.
Waiting for God to take off.
everyone. So that last track that you were just listening to is called Obsessive Repetition by the artist Shade Shelter from their album Headphone Jack Resurrection. That artist is so dope. They're from Edmonton, Alberta. And the entire album is just, I mean, you just heard what that song sounded like. It's just like whimsical, interesting, fun sounds, which I thought fit in perfectly with the set list we have going today. And before that, we had Broke Up by Arca off their album Stretch 2. And then the track prior was Parachute Clubbing. Now, we're coming close to the end here. We're at 2:56. So we have time for one more track. And I think we're going to go with the track Kerosene by Crystal Castles. And yeah, so thanks for having me on today. I hope y'all enjoyed. I'll be back next week with another mood playlist. I hope you enjoyed. I'm Zoe. You're listening to CJLO. Thanks, everyone.